God is my source. Don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. Pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply. Jesus is our source and the Word is our supply. Here is the exciting part. We are not required to meet our own needs because God wants to do that for us. Isn't that good news? It will take a commitment of time to renew your mind to the fact that God is your total source of supply. But you can do it. That's the purpose of this book. Read these 70 scriptures several times a day. Say them and write them until you become fully persuaded that God is your source in every situation. Read them out loud to yourself, to your spouse, to your family. If you run out of writing room, start your own journal and continue to watch God work for you and through you. The more you do it, the stronger your faith will become. Before you begin your challenge, pray this prayer. Father, these 70 scriptures are alive and active and full of power. I believe the Word of God is renewing my mind and feeding my faith. I see you as the source of my supply. I believe that every need I have is completely met. Every outstanding bill is paid in full. Every debt is totally removed and I am financially liberated. I have so much left over that I am able to bless others. Thank you for demonstrating provisional miracles in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So be it. Let's get started. Our source of supply. 1 Corinthians 8:6, Amplified Classic. Yet for us there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things. The source of something is its beginning point of origin. It's the beginning place where something can be traced back to. Philippians 4:19, But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amplified Classic. And my God will give you all you have need of from the wealth of his glory in Christ Jesus. BBE Translation. My God will liberally supply, fill to the full, cram, furnish, satisfy, finish, and complete all of your needs, employment, requirements, lack, and business, according to his riches, his money, and his possessions, in glory, in Christ Jesus. Amplified Classic. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. Message. My God will supply all that you need from his glorious resources in Christ Jesus. JBP. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light. Amplified Classic. Every good endowment that we possess and every good complete gift that we have received must come from above, from the Father of all lights, with whom there is never the slightest variation or shadow of inconsistency. JBP Translation. Number 4. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven. BBE Translation, his storehouse in heaven. CEB Translation, his well-stocked storehouse. Message Translation. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults. Heaven always has a good economy. That's where we receive from. It doesn't matter what's happening on the earth. We're not receiving it from the earth. We're receiving it from heaven. Number 5, Psalm 121:2. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Say this out loud. I want for nothing because God is my source. Amen. The Lord our provider. Number 6, Genesis 22:14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. So Abraham called the name of that place the Lord will provide. And it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Amplified Classic. Abraham named that place God Jireh. God sees to it. That's where we get the saying, on the mountain of God he sees to it. Message paraphrase. Testimony of God's supernatural provision. Since he was little, Anthony had been believing to attend a particular college. As his high school years passed, he became discouraged about the expensive tuition. He started looking for less expensive schools. The Lord challenged him to kick his faith into gear and believe for his dream school. He applied by faith and received a full-ride scholarship of over $60,000 per year. He will also receive $40,000 for flights, a computer, books, and supplies. What are you believing for? My God will liberally supply, fill to the full your every need, according to His riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Say this with me. That happens to me all the time. The goodness of God. Number 7. Psalm 31:19. How great is your goodness which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have bestowed in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. Great in Hebrew means abounding, abundant, exceedingly. Goodness in Hebrew means prosperity, good things, property, supply, provision, good in the widest sense of the word, good to the farthest extreme. Number 8, Exodus 33:18-19. And he said, please show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Think about the greatest thing God could do in your life. His goodness is greater still. Number 9, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Amplified Classic, number 10. Psalm 16:2. Every good thing I have comes from you, O Lord. Number 11, Psalm 34:8-10. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Number 12, Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God is pursuing and chasing after you with his goodness, which is his provision and supply. Psalm 65:11. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Number 14, Psalm 107:8-9. Oh, that men would give good thanks to the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Say it, I will see God's goodness in my life daily. Amen. The blessing makes us rich. Number 15, Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. It is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy. The blessing of the Lord is upon the head of the righteous. It enriches him, and grief of heart shall not be added to it. Number 16, Genesis 1:27-28. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. To bless actually means to empower, to prosper. So the first words Adam ever heard, the first sound that ever struck his eardrums, was the sound of God's voice empowering him with the divine creative ability to reign over the earth and make it a perfect reflection of God's best and highest will. Number 17, Genesis 14:22-23. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will take nothing that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. Number 18, Genesis 15, 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great. Number 19, Deuteronomy 8, 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. 1 Timothy 6:17, number 20. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. There is no dream too big, or desire too small that he won't provide. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. Say this, I refuse to grieve, doubt, or worry. The blessing of the Lord is working for me right now. Our source of everything, number 21. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Wealth and honor come from you alone. 22. 1 Chronicles 29:14. Everything we have comes from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. 23. Genesis 9:3. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, and as I have gave you the green plants, I give you everything. 24. Psalm 34:10. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire of, and require of the Lord, by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Number 25, Romans 11:36. All things originate with him and come from him. Number 26, Ephesians 1:3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. 27. 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him, who called us by his own glory and goodness. Number 28. Psalm 62:5. Everything I hope for comes from him. Number 29. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. Number 30, Psalm 23:5. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Number 31, Ephesians 3:20. God can do far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. I have plans that you have never dreamed of, saith the Lord. They are beyond your wildest imagination. I did it just for you. The heaven is overloaded with things that I have prepared for your enjoyment. If you will simply come to that place where you just say, God, I am so grateful, and give me an opportunity. Praise break. Psalm 104 says, Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Take a moment to praise and thank him for his goodness. It does our faith good when we rejoice, and rejoicing silences the voice of the enemy. Say it out loud, I shall not lack. The blessing of Abraham. Number 32, Deuteronomy 28:2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Number 33, Deuteronomy 28, 3-6. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Number 34, Deuteronomy 28:7. God will defeat your enemies who lack or attack you. They'll come at you one road and run away on seven roads. Number 35, Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. Hallelujah. Number 36, Deuteronomy 28:11. The Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. Praise God forever. Number 37, Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord shall open thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord will open the storehouses of the skies for you. The Lord will open up for you his own well-stocked storehouse. God will throw open the doors of his sky vaults. Number 38, Deuteronomy 28:13-14. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or the left, to go after other gods to serve them. You don't need other gods. You have me. I am the source of your prosperity, and I will supply every need in your life. Say it out loud. I don't need any other gods. I have God. He is the source of my prosperity, and he will supply every need in my life. Our covenant of provision. Number 39, 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. God has a covenant determination and passion to find his covenant people and prosper them beyond their greatest imagination. It is an undying covenant devotion that propels him to extend himself to us with everything he is and with everything he does. Number 40, Deuteronomy 8:18. Always remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you power to become rich, and he does it to fulfill the covenant he made with your ancestors. Number 41, Psalm 111:5. He has given food and provision to those who reverently and worshipfully fear him. He will remember his covenant forever and imprint it on his mind. A covenant is an unbreakable agreement between two parties that have joined together as one to support, provide, protect, and defend each other. Number 42, Psalm 34:10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Number 43, Psalm 36:8. They relish and feast on the abundance of your house, and you can cause them to drink. You cause them to drink of the stream of your pleasures. Number 44, Psalm 66:12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Amen. Number 45, Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Number 46, Psalm 84:11. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Number 47, Psalm 85:12. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Number 48, Psalm 103:2. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. Number 49, Psalm 107:9. He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Number 50, Psalm 115:12-14. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Number 51, Psalm 116:12. What will I give to the Lord in return for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for his precious blessings? Say it out loud. God is determined that I be prosperous, and I am determined to do his will. Our inheritance in Christ. Number 52, Galatians 4:4-7. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. Verse 7, since you are His child, everything He has belongs to you. Verse 7 again in the Message. If you are a child, you're also an heir, with complete access to the inheritance. Heir in Greek means one who receives an inheritance by right of birth. We have been born again into the royal family of God. The inheritance is the full scope of God's provision that encompasses everything we will ever need. Number 53, Romans 8:17. And if we are His children, then we are His heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His inheritance with Him. Together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. When you were born again, Jesus moved in with everything He has. Number 54, Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. If we are joint heirs with Jesus, and Jesus is heir of all things, that must mean we are heirs of all things as well. Number 55, Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion, which is the inheritance of the saints. Number 56, Proverbs 8:17-21. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Verse 21, those who love me inherit wealth, I will fill their treasuries. Verses 20-21, I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me, and making their treasuries full. Say this out loud. I am part of God's royal family, and I am heir to the fullness of His provision. Amen. Seek God first. Number 57, Matthew 6:25-32. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, will He not certainly care for you? Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Number 58. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. Number 59, Proverbs 21:21. He who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Number 60, Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Number 61, 2 Chronicles 26:5. And he, King Uzziah, sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Story from Gloria Copeland. Right after we got married, Ken went into a business enterprise that we thought was going to make us rich. So I quit my job and went to work for this new company. 2 weeks later, it folded up. We were flat broke, unemployed, deeply in debt. I had nowhere to go, no furniture, no nothing. Then one day I picked up the Bible Ken's mother had given him for his birthday. In the front, she'd written this verse, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I turned and read Matthew chapter 6. It said God cared for the birds. For the first time in my life, it got into my heart that God cared where I was and what I was doing. I figured if he cared for birds, he cared for me. I knelt in that bare room and told Jesus that if he could do anything with my life, he could certainly have it. I had no idea I had just been born again. 2 weeks later, Ken found a new job. We moved into a new furnished apartment and bought a better car. In the midst of it all, something else happened. Ken got born again. Say this out loud. Lord, I seek your way above all things. Above all else, I seek your kingdom. Because you loved me, you have given me everything I need. Blessed to be a blessing. Number 62, Genesis 12:2. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors, and make your name famous and distinguished, and you'll be a blessing, dispensing good to others. Amen. Our motivation for accumulation is distribution. Number 63, Zechariah 8:13. Among the other nations, Judah and Israel became symbols of a cursed nation, but no longer. Now I will rescue you and make you both a symbol and a source of blessing. We are a source of the blessing for others. Number 64, 1 Timothy 6:17 through 18. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who gives us richly all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. Number 65, Psalm 37:21. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Number 66, Psalm 37:25 through 26. I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Number 67, Luke 12:33 through 34. Be generous. Give to the poor. Get yourselves a bank that can't go bankrupt. A bank in heaven. Far from bank robbers, safe from embezzlers, a bank you can bank on. Isn't it obvious? The place where your treasure is the place where you will most want to be and end up being. Number 68. Proverbs 11:25. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Number 69, Galatians 6:10. Let us practice generosity to all, while the opportunity is ours, and above all to those who are of one family with us in the faith. Number 70, 2 Corinthians 9:6 through 8. Remember this. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. True prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind in every realm of spirit, soul, and body, financially and socially. Say it. My motivation for accumulation is distribution. I am a source of the blessing to others, and I love to give. Hallelujah. Ask this question, Lord, to whom or what would you like me to sow? And then write it down. Look what the Lord has done. Psalm 77:11-12. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. The end.